What's your name?
I had a yeast infection.
What's your name?
My wound was severely infected.
What's your name?
Mm-hmm.
What's your name?
You're welcome.
What's your name?
Friday.
What's your name?
Yes, I know what a uterine prolapse is.
That's good. That's good. That's good. You're welcome. That's good. Friday. Friday.
I decided to say fuck it with the video shit. It's no.
Thank God, because my eyes are puffy.
But I am live audio casting, but it doesn't matter because I didn't announce it. I'm just doing it to see if anybody shows up.
Just in case anybody's wandering down your cyber alley.
That's right.
Oi.
Thank you for recording early. Did you call me Mange?
No, I said hi, Madge.
I like Mange.
Hi, Mange.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm not very good. How are you doing?
Not very good either, but okay.
Yeah, I'm okay too. I had to, you know how, remember back in October I had that car accident?
Yes.
My car was totaled and I ended up with nothing, even though the other person was found 100% at fault.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm very fucked up in my foot and all this shit. So I've been going to the doctor a lot the last few days, to a chiropractor, a very good chiropractor.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been quite intense,
right.
A lot of treatments in the last few days. So I'm a little bit, I wouldn't say like sore, but like tender, you know what I mean?
Tender?
A little tender.
I don't understand why this is happening now.
What? Why I'm going to the doctor finally?
I know why you're having problems now.
No, because I've been getting all these treatments very close together.
What kind of what treatments?
Chiropractic.
Chiropractic?
That's what car insurance will pay for.
I think chiropractor is bullshit, don't you?
But listen, that's what car insurance will pay for.
Why?
Because they love cheap? To pay for chiropractic. Yeah, it's probably because it's cheaper.
Right.
And, you know, whatever. It's. I really believe that all medicine is potentially bullshit. Just like all art is potentially bullshit. It just depends on the person doing it, really. It's like,
yeah, I've never been to a chiropractor, but it just seems to me like it's crap, you know, cracking people's necks, and they're not, I don't know, it just scares
well,
me.
Well, I mean, they're not, it's like a long, convoluted thing. They're not really just cracking people's necks, but the upshot to me is some people are like born healers, and they could be an internist or a chiropractor or a fucking whatever, you know, acupuncturist, faith healer, snake charmer, whatever the fuck. Mm-hmm. But like, if they have the gift, they're gonna, it's gonna translate through them however they do it, you know. But
I think you've been in California too long. It makes people retarded.
No, I'm saying that most people suck. Mm-hmm. But the few people that are good, it doesn't, it's like, it doesn't matter what they do. People who are terrible doctors in Western medicine can fuck you up a lot worse, you know.
Right.
So right. But I mean, to tell you the truth, I'm saying that, but I feel the same way. I'm like, ugh, I hope this is gonna at least not make things worse. And I get, like, a little neurotic, too, because I'm like, I hope that the insurance... Like, I feel like I'm doing something wrong. Like, something's going to get fucked up. Do you know what I mean?
Well, why do you feel that way?
I don't know. I think just because so many weird, like, curveballs have come at me, like, in the last year financially, that last year, last fucking... since I was born years. But, yeah, I feel like they're going to try to deny payment or some paperwork thing's going to go wrong. And then I'm like, I shouldn't even be getting treatment. Like, why? Like, gives me more anxiety kind of to even get it worked on. You know what I mean? But at the same time, like, what happened is I've let it go all the way, and now I have a bulging disc. I saw the x-ray, and a nerve that's completely,
sorry,
like...
Rachel, not, what?
Well, you it's have okay.
A, you have a... No, I'm not sorry that you have a bulging disc. I'm sorry. What did you say? A bulging disc?
Yes, correct.
You have a bulging disc?
Correct.
Why?
Yeah. Well...
Which, I mean, disc is it? Where is it in your
L5, clitoris? Which is at the base, the lumbar region.
Okay.
So I have no back pain. I don't really have any back pain at all, but remember how I have all that weird numbness and shit with my foot.
How
so,
could I possibly forget?
Oh, I vey. So anyway, that's what I've been doing, a lot of that, and I think my period's going to be here any second.
Oh, thank God. Rachel, let's talk here a second.
I just had a chocolate binge, so
you,
that helped.
One of your listeners was very concerned that you were depressed last week. Let's talk about this. Why were, oh, you, were
what?
You depressed?
I looked at the comments. What did they say? I didn't see anything.
They said, you sound depressed. Are you all right?
Where was that?
It was in a comment. I don't know. I saw it. I don't know where. Maybe I didn't. Maybe somehow I missed it or something. I didn't approve it or something. I mean, I approve all the comments. It's just that some of them, the only ones I have to approve have links, but it should be. I think it's there. You probably didn't look. It must be there. Let's look. Let's look at the list.
I'm looking right now with you, but I want to hear. Okay. How is your, okay. How are you doing?
Well, Rachel, actually, physically, I'm doing much better. You know, you weren't far off. It was not, it turns out, it was not the sciatica, fortunately. It was not the sciatica. What it was, in fact, is, and my doctor didn't know this, but I was at the gym in the locker room, and I saw a lesbian doctor there who I know. Because it's obviously a lesbian female, because a man surely wouldn't be in the woman's locker room.
Exactly.
But I explained to him the problem, and he immediately said, I mean, her. Her.
She, yeah.
Sorry, my pronouns are a little mixed up sometimes.
No, it was her beard.
Turning 60. Yeah, it's the hair. There's the hairy thighs. Made me think of a face I once went down on. Went down on me, baby.
So what did the doctor tell you?
Oh, God damn it. It's this, it's a specific muscle.
So as?
Prolapse. No, I was just looking at it in the bookstore and I forgot. Not
your
the
psoas muscle, your iliopsoas.
No. It's like a pooply. It's like one word and it's little. A little word, but a powerful, a big word.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm talking about.
Are you on your
about.
Sleeping pills? What are you talking about?
No, I just can't. Preformis.
Oh.
Do you know that muscle, proformis?
No.
Well, you really should.
I know, I'm a personal trainer. I don't know what the fuck you're talking
the performance,
about.
Performance, and I'm probably saying it wrong. I know I'm basically saying it right, but it's proformis or performance or prolapse formis, something like this. What it is the it's this muscle that goes, it's very weird. It looks like a spring inside of some sort of contraption. And it actually goes all the way around your hip. It spirals around your hip and touches your pelvis and your back. So it's like, anyway, whatever it is, it's really the only muscle that you can have the kind of pain I had where it's like the front and the back where it feels like it's connected, because it was.
Piriformis.
Piriformis, right. So he showed me a very simple exercise, which is basically like, you know how you sit when you're a lesbian, you want to sit not crossing your legs, but you sit with your ankle on your knee, right?
Right.
You know that kind of sitting, sort of like sideways cross legs.
Mm-hmm.
Variations on that. I YouTubed it, the piriformis, and I did some exercises. It was gone within less than a day.
Wonderful.
Amazing. Amazing.
That is wonderful news.
Mm-hmm. Piriformis.
So I went and read all the comments. Nobody asked if I was depressed, but
what
about that link to that Ida Maria video that someone thought that sounded like me?
I didn't follow that link. What was that?
It's this girl singing. She's awesome. She doesn't sound anything like me, which is good news for her.
Sure is.
I know. I mean, I was like, why do you, poor girl. But the thing that's funny is, I don't know if this person knows, but she kind of looks like me more. She's like kind of psycho looking with not really a double chin, but, you know, just kind of a round face like me. And she has my old hair.
Why the round face?
Hmm. Do you like Arrested Development?
I'm not familiar with it.
The show, the TV show Arrested Development?
I've heard of it. I'm not familiar with it.
Oh, my God. It's so funny. But not just that. There's a moment I want you to see so you can see some Andy vision. I'm going to send you a link.
Mm-hmm.
It will make you laugh.
Rachel?
Yes?
You didn't answer the question.
Which one?
About depression. Did you find it? Did nobody ask that? You didn't find
no,
it?
No, I just
oh
told you.
Oh, my God,
just
I got gas. Hold on.
You probably don't fucking approve a lot of comments where people say nice things about me.
Rachel, honest to God, I approve every single comment on
Yeast Radio.
You're a
puppet
master. No, I approve every comment on Yeast Radio. The only time it asks me is when people have links. Most of the time, it just automatically approves. So it might have been for an older show is what I'm thinking. Let me look.
Yeah.
God,
if you could
that stink
eat any
like some
food,
eggies.
If you could eat any food right now, what would you have?
Oh, I just ate at Whole Foods and I had Satan. But that's not what I would have. It was good. I just threw all this food in a box and put it down me.
I do that too, like a crazy psycho salad bar binge. Where you just like
exactly,
go around the
because I didn't eat all day. I spent the entire day in the goddamn coffee shop.
And it's like $40. You're like, what the fuck? It like weighs an
12.
Ounce. Like drugs are cheaper.
Right. Well, but I don't like... Yeah, no, drugs... yeah, what you said.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, on a stick. God, on a wheel. God, on, did you see my new video? It's not mine, but a secret person made it and gave it to me as mine. It's called The World's Number One Next Top Fatty.
No.
Oh, it's on Insane Films. You can watch it later. Stop clicking.
I can't...
Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't mind if you're clicking. I just don't like the sound on my pogroms.
Of what? Me clicking?
The clicking on the pogrom.
I know, but I'm sending you the link right now. That's all. It'll stop right now. Hold on.
I don't see it. Maybe I met. Oh, is it just me or does Rachel sound exactly like Ida Maria? Oh, that's the Ida Maria.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I hallucinated it. Let me keep looking.
Oh, how
pathetic. Who the fuck is Ida Maria? Am I supposed to know who that is?
She's a little cute singer.
Oh. Is she famous? Sharon says, my guess is sciatica pain as well. Well, she was wrong about that. Rachel, are you really smoking the pot? Jerry Jewell's still my career.
What is that stupid comment? Who's that, Xavier? What is he talking about? Even if I am, big fucking deal. Like,
listen, don't hate on him because he sent me those yummy Tim Tams.
I am not hating on him. I just want to know why. See, I told you, he doesn't like me, first of all. I think he's got some weird pot issues.
Hold on. Chris Weigel's trying to talk to me. He's really
being
rude.
No, I can't. Hold on. Did you get my link?
What link?
Look in your Skype chat box.
I never remember what we were talking about. I'm turning goddamn 60 this month. I'm old as
I know.
Sea.
Just go to your
I'm
Skype
having a total,
chat box.
Total menopause, post-menopause, way most penopause. What do you call that? Senility. Alzheimer's. I don't know what you call it, but I'm having it.
Yeah,
a crisis.
You're losing it.
Yeah, that. I've been up since, I left the house at 7:25 and I just came home. Can you believe that?
I can't. I've had a few days like that lately.
What am I doing? Why am I watching Hulu.com with a basketball commercial? Why are you sending me this link? Are we watching TV?
I'm going to tell you why. Just get past the commercial. I know it's bullshit.
Okay, I see a guy. Yeah, I see a guy.
Go to 8:43.
Oh, no, we're still at the commercial.
8 minutes after the commercial. Just let it play through.
That was Liza Minnelli's.
She's fabulous, honestly.
Okay, quiet down.
Go to like 8:31.
Shut up, please. I am.
Lucille was mingling with the elite of the Latino Television Academy.
Can I get a vodka tonic, please? I'd like a vodka tonic, please.
What's a vodka? Are you at the award ceremony?
Can you stop talking? You're talking over the goddamn shit. Yes.
Okay, look at Andy.
But at Lucille's insistence,
wasn't yeah, look at on the TV on the awards show screen.
I don't see that.
You didn't see the guy with the orange wig?
I'm at 9:09. Did I miss it?
Lucille Bluth.
Yeah, go back.
To what?
Go to 8:31 to make sure you catch it.
Environmentalists,
why don't you go out and club some beavers?
She said club beavers.
You don't really
club beavers.
Get nature, do you?
We'll be torn down. Oh, God, I'm a wheel. Andy came back on my program, though. He's renamed himself as Sofa
Meanwhile,
bed.
The Adesis okay. were underway.
Oh, my God. That's...
Okay, the Adesis.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I see. I don't know what planet you're on that you think Andy Melton is that thin, Rachel.
I know, but just the wig.
Yeah, the wig was true, and it was the wrong color as well. You're really great, Rachel. Thanks.
That's all I got this week. So I can't believe, so he came back, but now he has a fake name? Like a trucker handle?
I do not, excuse me, I'm trying not to talk. I'm disgusted because somebody wants to put Arrested Development on my Amazon wish list. I don't want that. I want money. I don't want a fucking wish list. I'm going to turn 60 at the end of the goddamn month, and I need some fucking money. I got a lot of money when that guy showed his cock. Jesus, did I get money. I need more of that. Hello, Rachel, you still there? You still there, Rachel? Hello?
I'm
Hello.
Listening to every word you say.
I'm not.
Where are you?
Hold on. Somebody wants a conference. I'm sorry. 1 second, please. 1 moment.
One Hello. Moment, please.
Yes, this is Madge.
Hello, Madge.
Hi, Chris Weigel. This is
Hello, Rachel.
Rachel.
Is that Rachel Khan?
Yeah.
Rachel.
Hater. Rachel, Hater. It's nice to be... You affirm Chris Weigel likes you, except
oh,
when
I
you
love
talk.
You.
Chris, you like me?
How much do you weigh? It depends on how much you weigh at the moment.
Oh.
Well, will you like me more if I'm overweight or underweight?
Wow, that's a really good... I never thought about it.
Well,
I guess I'd like you if you're grotesquely overweight. But I don't know what's...
She's not fat, Chris. She's thin. She's thin.
Thin?
She is thin.
What are you eating right now?
Nothing. I just had 3 chocolate bars and my tummy hurts.
What kind okay. of chocolate you eat?
I had some British chocolate that I bought for a friend to send them a package, but then I was feeling a little depressed, so I just ate them all.
Right.
And one was an Aero bar. Have you had an Aero bar?
No, I never heard of it. What is it?
Oh, my God. It's so good. Okay, it's like a British chocolate bar. But if you can remember, because you're very, 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 very old.
I am almost so 60 back, years old.
Yeah.
Thank you for reminding
back
me
in
that I need
the
money.
The mid-70s to like 1980.
Yes.
There was this chocolate bar by Nestle.
Yes. Yes.
If you see the mini Nestle Crunch uh-huh. bars at Halloween. Uh-huh.
Active listening.
And they have uh-huh. those little like mm-hmm. fan decoration mm-hmm. on them.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah.
Well, this Nestle bar from back in the late 70s, early 80s had it too, and it was called like Nestle Whip or something, and it had bubbles in it. Do you remember that?
Do you remember we discussed this on a show, the exact candy bar on a show already?
Mm-hmm.
The Whip, yeah. I remember telling you I never heard of it, and you know what? Mm. I still haven't heard of it. I mean, I never seen it. I heard of it because you explained it to me, but I never seen it. I never seen it. No. What do
maybe
you want?
Chris had.
How much of your mother's money was lost to Bernie Madoff?
Huh?
Did she lose that necklace or that ring that she got from those people?
I hardly think so. I'm sure she's holding on tight.
Weren't those people mostly in Florida? In Palm Springs, Palm Beach, whatever?
I don't even know what the hell you guys are talking about.
Listen, I'm working on getting a job, and you know what the job is? It's ridiculous.
What?
Are you working with those special kids?
I may be editing thug porn.
That's hot. That's
I know you did.
You'll have good stories.
Well, the funny thing is I'm working for an AIDS doctor doing
videos. Flexible.
I'm doing videos educating people on AIDS on one end, outside the spectrum. And the other spectrum, if this works out, then I'll be editing bareback porn. You know, there's something extremely ironic about it. I don't know. You have
it's
to
like
really
very
deep.
Jungian.
What's a Jungian?
Jungian. Oh, my God.
Jungian. Stop the baby talk.
So, Chris.
Rachel, have you come to terms with the fact that you're not Sigourney Weaver this week, or are you still hung up about that? Or
I could totally see
I never even talked about Sigourney Weaver, and I wasn't...
Sigourney Weaver didn't steal her career. It wasn't Sigourney Weaver. Where do you get
Why would you want to be Sarah Silverman anyway? She sucks.
I don't want to be anybody other than myself. I never said anybody stole my career. I said that I feel like I got off track when I got all like, oh, I'm going to be a writer. It was like a fucking weird choice. It was a little suspect.
Is that the real sofa bed? I believe the real sofa bed is in the room. Let me see if I can get her on the phone since she has returned to the program.
What's that book you wrote? What is it about?
Sofa bed. Why aren't you online? I need a sofa bed on the Skype, please.
I want my name to be Lampshade then.
No, you get to keep your name. You have to quit your show and come back if you want to get a different name. Sorry.
I'm going
to
be Lampshade.
Probably be like Leathery Infection or something.
I don't like Lampshade.
Why? Because I'll be made out of Jew skin. That's funny.
It's not really.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't hear the infection part, I think. You missed that one.
If you don't think it's funny, Madge, that means you're actually secretly racist and think Jews are better.
What was your book, Rachel? The one that you went back to grad school for. You wrote a novel and now you're disgusted with it. What was the book about?
It's about Old Testament people. It's got Adam and Eve and Lilith living in a trailer park, working in a drugstore.
That sounds great, actually. For real?
Yeah, it's great. It is great, but it's just, yeah, it's really funny. You want to hear some of it?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you guys serious?
Of course I'm serious. What do you think? I have anything to talk about?
Okay.
Grace you on want a me wheel. To,
so
God
there's
on
two,
a wheel.
What I was originally trying to do is there's like two separate storylines that are like needing to convene, but one was supposed to take place more in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one is like the Adam and Eve and Lilith in a trailer park story is like more of the surreal world, obviously.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And like God is like, God's called Honcho. And then
Honcho,
the serpent.
What for Honcho? Like the gay magazine Honcho? What for?
And then the serpent is called Snake Eyes.
Why isn't the serpent called Nancy?
So then... In the real world, though,
I'll shut up. Go ahead.
In the real world, though, things are like acting even more surreal than in the surreal world. So now all I have is these two crazy surreal worlds, and it's just all—it's just a big thing.
Just read the fucking thing.
It's kind of
I'm just talking to you about my feelings.
Oh, I don't care. I thought you were going to read the book.
All right, hold on. Let me get it.
Your feelings. Feelings. Nothing more than feelings.
So the reason
nothing
I was telling you all that.
My feelings of love. Woo, 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 woo.
Get that
feelings.
Plastic spiral binding at Kinko's or?
Right.
No, it's just got a Brad.
Okay.
It's just so I know it exists. It's the longest thing I've ever written because it's 101 pages now.
Why don't you do a live show on Ustream every night for 20 minutes and you read like a couple pages every night? Right. You do the whole book.
That would be good.
Should. Give her the password.
It's not ready for that.
Christ on a wheel. Will you read that thing already?
No.
God on a wheel.
The kid said, shut the fuck up on the airplane. Everybody thought it was really funny.
Wasn't that like
Chris,
hilarious?
They just, Chris, they were just, where do you live?
A child that said fuck to a grown up?
People say fuck to kids all the time. I said fuck many times. I was at the coffee shop today, and this man, a gay man and had his gay bee right near him, and the table next to John P. It was me, then John P., then the gay bee with the little gal. Well, she had little shoes on, and I was, every other word was fuck, fuck, fuck. And I said, God damn it. I said, fuck. I said, cluck. You know, and it was just fucked because I can't stop swearing. So I told her to go fuck herself. John said, I like your shoes. They're pretty. She was wearing high heels, like a 7-year-old was wearing high heels.
That's like child abuse.
No, she wanted to wear them.
Did you get I don't to see care. Them? So that you say like that 7-year-old wanted to suck my dick. I don't care. It's still child abuse.
You know, it's child abuse is when you have to, when they have to listen to you all day.
Well, that may be true, but at least with me, they won't end up with like deformed, abnormal Achilles tendons, and they will end up with a good use of simile and metaphor.
True that.
Probably end up with
Do you know that I filmed retards yesterday? I'm making a documentary, a serious documentary about developmentally disabled adults. And it was fantastic. You're going to love this. One guy has two voices, and he painted this. I don't know. Did I tell this story already? I don't know.
No.
I probably told it on Eat This Hot Show, which was such a complete disaster that I couldn't even imagine anyone listening to it, let alone me listening to it. But so there was this man, and his name was Billy. And Billy was painting this big sort of door, and he was painting it red and orange, just mountains and mountains of paint. Just, I've never seen so much paint layered on anything ever. Just layers and layers, like it must have been an inch thick of orange and red paint. And it had raised letters underneath it, like the theater, from the theater. You know what I mean? Like a theater marquee, those kind of red letters. Mm-hmm. Can I have some active listening, please? Not too much.
I'm picturing the letters.
Okay, thank you. And then so I said, well, what do you call this, Billy? He said, girls. And then the girl who was helping me, Kelly, she said, can we show it to the camera, Billy? And then he has this other voice. He has two voices. And he goes, you can't touch other people's artwork.
That's super creepy.
It was so fun. I mean, it was amazing. And then this one girl, this lady, she talked about how her father and her mother, well, her mother was an alcoholic, so they gave her up for adoption, and I guess that's how she got disabled. She was an alcoholic crackhead. And then she starts talking to the camera like it's some guy from NSYNC. And I don't know the guy's name, the lead singer from NSYNC. She goes, you better come back to me. You come back to me. Come on, you got to come back to me. You know, NSYNC, I need to see you again. And she's like talking to him like it's him in the camera. It was so weird. And at first I thought she was talking to the camera person, but she was talking to this person from NSYNC who she evidently went trick-or-treating with. It's weird.
Are you gonna air that here, or what are you gonna do with that?
I'm gonna edit it into a documentary about this place. It was fascinating. And what's really interesting about this place, Rachel, click, 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 is that these people, I mean, it's a center for developmentally disabled adults to do art. That they have in a lot of cities. But what's different about this place is that the people, the retards, actually are on the board. They actually run the place. So they have, like, the people, the therapists.
They trust them with, like, the keys and the knives?
Yeah. But they're on the board, and these people who have, you know, amazingly low IQs actually help to run the place. It's a fascinating thing.
See, I was wondering how you got permission to do this, but now I understand.
I got permission. They signed releases.
Right, yeah. I was
you
amazed.
Understood. Yeah, exactly.
I get it.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say, too, but you got me.
Yeah, and in fact, one of them... And she was really very disabled. Well, they're all severely disabled. Not all of them are like Down syndrome, but I don't know what was wrong with it. But she was like, you know, visibly disturbed in some way, worse than me. And she was wearing an Obama hat. And I said, oh, you're wearing an Obama hat. She goes, yeah. I said, well, do you like Obama? She goes, yeah. And I said, why? She goes, because he knows what he's doing. And I said, what about Bush? She goes, no. He was terrible. He didn't know anything. You know, I thought that was really telling. The retards know more than Republicans.
You just look at which way the retards are headed, you know. You know, which, you know, which way to, they always seek high ground. So page 67 of your book, Rachel, just start reading.
Yes.
Oh, really? I already went in the kitchen to start cooking.
Oh, well, that's, you can, you know, hold the book over the pot of kielbasa.
Polska.
That's so funny you say that, because I just made sausage for lunch, but not kielbasa. Okay.
Rachel, this is a show. You don't just sit there and eat. This is a show.
I'm opening to the page.
Thank you. Can you hurry? I mean, what is so difficult about flipping your page? Because you're stuffing your face.
No, because I had to go in the other room. I wasn't in the room with it anymore.
How many characters in your book have, like, issues with their father?
I don't know. Wheel.
Well, they all do, actually.
Right.
Because it's about God. So
God on a wheel.
God is a dad issue, right?
Sure.
Is anyone of them named Alex but demands to be called Zebra?
That's Andy Melton's father, the sectional couch.
Right.
I mean, Sofabed's father, the sectional couch. God on a wheel.
Who
Rachel, dead air. Can you come on
Listen.
And talk?
I don't feel like reading anything from it because I feel too vulnerable.
Oh, God damn it.
I'm sorry,
you are
ridiculous.
I do. Ridiculous.
Really I feel spoke. Too vulnerable. I end up like suicidally depressed for a couple days after recording the show sometimes. And like, I can't let this book get tainted with your guys' insults just in case you might insult me because I'm too sensitive right now about it. Because I have too much
audience here. You have an audience.
I know, and I'll tell
garbage.
You lots of jokes. You want to hear some jokes?
Garbage. That
I want to hear your writing.
No, I don't. I'm too vulnerable right now. Seriously.
All this garbage, the crap that you
put
like.
Up a poll, imagine
you
who provides the best dead air
music
of all your guests.
No, I'll do
nothing.
Yeah, I will do that.
That's bullshit. I'll fucking run my mouth, and you guys know it. I just I don't feel comfortable. Maybe having even more shame and upset in my life right now, especially about that book. That's all.
Rachel, if I promise not to make fun of you, will you read it? I really want to hear it. I really do.
Oh, God, on a wheel.
In Las Vegas.
Oh,
Thomas.
I saw Milton.
We're showing sincere interest in your work. Isn't that what you want?
Yes,
I
mean,
that's
what
you're
saying. See, you don't know. It's whatever.
Isn't that what every artist is seeking? I'm not joking.
No.
I'm being
honest.
All right.
When you're ready, like when you're ready as an artist to share the audience, I mean, I'm very blessed to have a loving audience, but I appreciate your interest. I will read it if you promise not to make fun of it too, Chris, because I feel very vulnerable.
Putting on my opera, my concerto, live in this shithole.
But where do you live?
Shithole downtown.
I live in Michigan.
Where I'm, all my money is gone.
What's your parents' ethnic makeup?
It's gone.
Italian and German.
Gone.
Okay, because you sound very white.
God,
oh,
garbage.
White. And poor.
Well, everybody either
I like that. That makes me like you better.
Or marry it or make it yourself.
Being poor is
oh,
good.
Oh, now there's only three ways.
Well, did you ever have it?
I had a little bit.
Are you ready?
Please.
Let me know when you're going to start because I have to stop this other thing.
Have I diffused my threatening.
Basically, sitting this.
Okay.
Shit. Well,
6
right.
seconds you're on.
I've had to adjust.
6 seconds.
In 6 seconds.
Shut up. Shut up.
What are you turning off?
I was playing something.
Tell me.
Drunk and bitter in this shithole. These. It's called. Just can you please read now? We won't be mean. Why are you so insecure about your work? Your work is wonderful.
Because I just feel like I'm just having trouble with this.
No,
specific
you have
project.
To. You have to understand that when we're making fun of you, we're only making fun of you, the person, not your work.
I know. Thank you.
So just take it personally.
Just
don't
your
take
core
it professionally.
Of your soul, but just, not your work.
Yes, just take it personally. Do not take it professionally. It's
okay.
Just personal. Do you
it's
understand?
Just about you. Yeah, I do. I
it's
totally
just personal.
Do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfectly normal.
Okay. Tell me if it sounds original. You know what I mean?
I'm not commenting until you're finished if you want to comment.
Okay.
I'm not here to critique your work.
Let your eyes be open to the supplication of your servant and of your people Israel, to hearken to them in all for which they call to you. For you separated them from among all the peoples of the earth to be your heritage, as you declared through Moses, your servant, when you brought our fathers out of Egypt, O Lord God. I'm getting really hot.
That sounds like the Bible. Can you read some more?
It was the Bible.
Why are you doing this to me?
Okay, here's mine really.
God damn it.
June was a painter then, although claiming... Ah! Fuck!
Did something bite you?
June was a painter then, although claiming that, calling herself a painter, declaring aloud that she was a painter, whether to other people or inside her own head... That pretty much felt about as reasonable as calling herself a fairy princess or a professional French fry eater or fucking spaceman or some such shit. All the same, painting was the only when she could just be, just exist outside of a when. She didn't worry about the end. She just felt allowed to exist. June would be okay with that not making a whole heap of sense to you. Either you'd understand or you wouldn't. June was on one, really on one. She'd gotten this idea for a painting, and acrylics would not cut it. Had to be oil paint. Dead of winter and way too cold for open windows. June didn't get too much sleep that winter. Her apartment was heated with old pipes. A big one ran like a stripper pole, coated with 30 million layers of clumpy paint from the floor to the ceiling of her shoebox room. The pole ran right next to her bed, the sad hand-me-down twin mattress jobby on the floor, dangerously close to where she slept. The room, barely bigger than a twin bed in its own right, essentially left no other option. Not only would June sometimes awaken in the middle of the night with a mean burn on her palm or cheek or one of her feet, depending on how she dying fish flopped in her unconscious state, but moments of sleep deep enough to allow such an injury were a luxury. That's page 67.
I like it. It sounds good. It sounds very descriptive. I like it. I thought it was cool how it talks about the same thing the retard was painting.
Mm-hmm.
The thick paint. Very interesting.
Clumpy.
Now, that was the page that Chris Weagle randomly picked, right?
Correct.
So why don't you read one that you pick that isn't random?
I don't know.
Why?
Because... It's not that I don't think I'm... I know I'm a talented artist. It's just vulnerable. I can't...
Okay, but pardon me, but wasn't it you that suggested that you read it?
Huh?
Aren't you the one that suggested that you read it on the
show?
No,
I think you did.
Are you sure?
No.
Oh, me neither. Oh, well.
Chris?
Is the book finished?
No. If it was, I would be, like, selling it right
she
now.
Wouldn't, if it was, she wouldn't be suicidal at the moment.
Right.
Well, what's keeping you from finishing it?
It's difficult.
Hmm.
Nothing's keeping me. I'm still doing it, but it's difficult.
That's right.
Have you set, like, a deadline? Do you have a... Because this is for a graduate degree, right? Or no?
Yeah, but it's it has to be like a done, completed novel. They just want a certain number of pages. I mean, I could write like ass munch for 100 pages over and over and over, and they'd still give me my fucking degree this fucking school.
Uh-huh.
So why did you want to write a novel as opposed to other forms of writing, Rachel?
Well, when I started with poetry originally, and then I moved on to short stories, and I had a lot of good experience with that. And then when I transferred to this MFA program, I figured because I was going to be working with mentors for like a very long periods of time, one-on-one with one mentor, that if I was ever going to try to write a novel, it would be a good time to at least try, you know? Which I still think, I mean, that still makes sense, you know? So I'm trying, and I've had amazing, lovely mentors. They're great, but it's fucking, you know, I it's still, like, has to get figured out, you know?
Right.
Listen, don't get mad at me for saying this shit. I'm just answering his question.
I don't care if you're saying it.
Oy.
I'd rather hear you read more book than you talk about your neuroses.
Well, just choose a page number then, and we'll do it that way.
One.
Okay. No, choose another page.
Two.
Okay. She stood up and slammed the door harder than necessary, exited the swampy parking garage with a deep breath meant to steel herself. The only best part was the smell. The car fumes caught in concrete. It comforted her. It didn't smell like Los Angeles to her. It smelled like New York City. Her first sense memories of parking garages in New York City, magical and real at the same time, not fake and disappointing like life had turned out to be. A wanting that June could never satisfy. Fuck Jumanji juice, she thought. Fuck you all for staring at me in my stupid lame work hat. Fuck you for laughing at me. Fuck me for being paranoid. Fuck my acne while we're at it. Fuck the smell of oranges and the wine of blenders forever. One of the only things June didn't hate about her life was the weird Mexicans with those fruit carts full of ice. Big grimy fish tanks sitting precariously atop one of those Mexicorn carts. Blocks of ice melting in fast motion on the hot concrete sparkle of summer. Watermelon, cantaloupe, coconut, all kinds of shit. Mango, you know, whatever. And the guy would chop it up all perfect in chunks, sprinkle chili powder and salt on top, and then douse it in lime juice. June was the kind of person who always got tons of chili powder just to watch the Mexican's eyebrows rise. And June was the kind of person who would tip $2 when the fruit cost $5, knowing full well that at Gelson's or even fucking Ralph's, that shit would cost her, like, seriously, just under $7. She was grateful, knew full well how much it sucked to serve other people, to be their fucking food slave, to be broke. And now June was also the type of person who was like, no Naranjas, okay? Because fucking Jumanji juice had ruined them for her forever.
Didn't we talk about something very similar on this show?
Probably. I've been working on it for, like, a long time.
Oh, my God. Cheryl's there. Hold on a sex cunt. One moment. Hold on. Cheryl, hold on. Yeah. Hold on. Chris, I got to hang up. I'll get you back in a minute.
All right.
Or you hang up. You hang up. For some reason, I have to do this.
All right.
Hold on. Why did it? Cheryl?
Hello?
Cheryl.
Hello, honey. It's a good thing I joined.
Yes, it is.
You sound good, Cheryl.
Well, thank you, mostly.
How are you?
I'm all right. I'm feeling a little bit better today.
Good.
Yes. Holy Chris, we get a moon. Honey, did you finish listening to my show?
I didn't listen to the last few minutes, no. But I will.
Y'all have to play it out loud and...
Cheryl.
What, honey?
You know, you should move out to California so you could get a pot prescription for the chemo.
Honey, I'm not an addict like yourself.
Who stole your career, Cheryl? Who stole your career? Agnes Moorehead.
It's so funny because I really did say that somebody stole my career. That wasn't even your projection of your weird bitterness onto my life.
Really? Kaboom.
Who's typing and clacking?
We shouldn't let our enthusiasm for Cheryl detract from our enjoyment of Rachel. That's what I typed.
Talking about slang, honey. Hold on, I have to sync my iPod so that I can play stuff for you. Hold on.
Rachel, you said that you teach kids at schools writing. You teach underprivileged kids.
I have for many years. I'm not doing it right now.
Why did you stop?
Because they were playing it.
No, I stopped because I was hired to teach at UCLA Extension for grown-ups.
Extension, not the real thing.
Mm-hmm. She's talking about waves.
Is it a very different demographic aside from age?
Not really, actually, because I worked with all different demographics of kids, and there's a pretty decent cross-section in the writer's program.
Well, doesn't that provide some of the fulfillment that you're looking for outside of trying to be Phyllis Diller or whoever stole your career or whatever?
No, I think that would be Cheryl.
Excuse me?
Phyllis Diller stole Cheryl's career.
Phyllis Diller stole my career.
You know who else did Cloris Leachman?
Cloris Leachman.
She's in the process of raping her career.
And especially Jerry Blank. She definitely stole Cheryl's career. Yes. Pizza.
Now, Matt, you're looking very, is this going to be an audio program?
This is an audio program.
Okay. But how come you can see Madge?
You are wonderful. What did I tell you at the beginning of this show?
That you weren't going to do a video.
I told you, but we are broadcasting.
But I don't understand if there's no, if that just means to me you're doing an audio broadcast.
No, we're live streaming, actually.
I comprehend that, but I didn't know there was a video.
Yeah, there is.
But where is it?
In your vagina.
With everything else I've lost.
The video is just temporary. It doesn't mean anything.
I want to see it.
It's not going anywhere. Nobody knows about it. Nobody's watching it. They're only listening to the audio.
I want to see it.
No. I'm embarrassed because I don't look as gorgeous as I usually do.
Very vulnerable. Rachel, even though I'm white and
can
my
somebody
ancestors...
Type,
what?
Go ahead.
You're white. Chris,
even
you're
though
white.
I'm very white. I teach underprivileged children as
you
well.
Teach
I teach them video and animation.
Isn't it interesting we all have retards in common?
We all mm-hmm. I teach retards and poor kids.
Cheryl is a retard. No, you teach retards too, don't you, Rachel?
I was teaching retards yesterday, in fact, actually.
Did you ever see Summer Heights High?
Again with the Summer Heights High. Cheryl loves that show, Grim.
Isn't it good?
Well, I gave
you homework,
too.
There's a really good,
did you watch
there's a really
Watchmen?
Good Downsy on
there's
it.
The one goddamn season, though.
Did you watch the
I know,
Watchmen?
I'm glad.
Listen to me. Did you watch The Watchmen? That was your homework.
No.
I didn't, and I have a reason why, which is because Matt posted that the guy who directed it was homophobic.
Oh, for FFs.
And also, I did research about it, and he was the guy who directed 300, and I feel like that was really weird timing, weird, like, anti-Middle East propaganda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are we getting like truck interference?
Right.
Citizens Band Radio.
What, Cheryl? Exactly. I saw your little line moving, but I didn't hear what you said because
so
I had my headphones off.
You teach animation to kids? Is that what you said?
Video and animation. I'll be teaching them tomorrow, in fact, in southwest Detroit. That's a neighborhood of primarily Mexican immigrants at a middle school.
What do you, like, when you teach them animation, what do you teach them?
Shut up.
Thank you.
I don't even know where the fucking microphone on a computer is. Madge. Where is the microphone? Listen.
Rachel, elaborate about your anxieties. Go on about
that. Where is the microphone on the
near your cunny.
MacBook Pro. Where is it? I don't know.
On mine, it's on the left speaker.
Let's put right here. Is it louder
tap
now?
Tap it with your hand, with your claw. Tap it.
Tapping.
Then it's not it. Tap somewhere
club
else.
Foot.
Actually, on yours, maybe it's on the hood, the clitoral hood by the camera. Maybe I don't know.
Let me turn off the ambient noise reduction. Maybe that's the
it sounds fine, Cheryl. What's the fucking problem?
Listen,
I'm gonna go watch some YouTube or something. Just call me when you guys figure this out.
Where's my microphone?
Okay, Rachel, you are going to do something on this show. You're going to get a grip because you've slowly been losing it, and I don't understand why.
Well, I think Andy's right. I think I'm losing it because of the show.
What did Andy say?
Are we going to have to start calling
like
you?
Like when he left so he wouldn't hurt his self-esteem.
Oh. So this is hurting your self-esteem?
Yeah, I get, like, super depressed for 2 days after every show. And even Chris tried to do an intervention on me the other day.
Are you serious?
He was like, yeah, he's like, I really feel fucked up when I listen to the podcast. Like, it's really depressing. Like, you really demean yourself. And it's not anything against anyone else. It's you. It's like, I don't understand why you do that. I can't listen to it. It's upsetting.
I agree.
Yeah.
I wish the sofa bed would come on and explain.
Rachel, you haven't demeaned yourself. Literally, last week's program, that wasn't demeaning to you. You were just talking with Madge.
No, I think what he
but
means
But did you ever
is,
see the video when I'm, like, in the hotel room and Madge is talking about how
she was
I'm
showing titty, for Christ's sake.
I missed that one.
She was
sorry.
Showing lipple. Lipple. Lipple.
No, I wasn't.
You did show lipple.
No, I didn't.
What, Cheryl?
You have one lip that's bigger
it's
than the other?
It's much worse now.
One lip is larger than the other, and that's normal.
Okay, Cheryl, now your audio is fucked. What did you do? I mean, it's
yeah,
not
it
fucked,
was fine
it's just
before.
Really low. You're not your usual loud, horrible self. Can't you plug that cheap USB microphone into the...
Is this better?
Yes.
Oh, I know. Oh my
yes.
God.
That's the Cheryl we know and hate.
Skype is adjusting my microphone.
Good. Let it.
Rachel, are you
no,
on
let
Skype?
It do its work.
Right.
No, it was
Chris.
Rachel, are you on Skype or your cell phone?
Suck.
She's on Skype.
Right.
Rachel, I believe what Chris Weigel is referring to is your rampant self-defecation. Deprecation.
Right, me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
So stop it. It's not, don't blame it on the show. You know?
No, I don't think that's what he was saying. I think he was saying
No, I'm not talking about Chris. I understand what Chris is saying. I agree with him. I'm saying you don't blame it on the pogrom.
Fuck you.
Oh, Cheryl, now, come on. Make it work better. Make it work better. We're not hearing you say shut up and fuck you.
This show sounds like more like a therapy session for you, Rachel.
If you would let me use my phone, we wouldn't be having these problems. Now it keeps adjusting my audio levels in Skype.
Talk
by
louder.
Itself.
Why are you whispering in your rilge?
I'm not. It keeps adjusting my audio levels.
You sound like
by
Andy
itself.
Hiding from
can
his dad.
Make, can
seriously.
You make it stop doing that?
I don't
stop.
Know.
Cheryl, Rachel can figure this out. What are you?
No, I doubt that.
Listen.
All right. God on a wheel.
See, it's
crispy.
God on a wheel.
Let me see if this is
so Chris.
Yeah.
Chris, I really want to do an animation for my mom's story. And you teach kids how to do that, so will you help me? Because I don't know how to do that at all.
Get some paper. Get like 800 sheets of paper and some pencils. And draw a bunch of drawings of whatever it is you want to animate moving, and then shoot them under a camera.
Hello, honey.
Hi, Cheryl.
Honey. Is this better?
I yes, can't draw good.
A little bit.
Great. Well.
But Cheryl, why can't you use the microphone that you normally use, that USB?
I don't know what Skype is doing, but it keeps changing my levels.
Just sit still.
System preferences. I can see the level of the microphone input level keeps changing when I talk loud. It
thank
goes
you for
down.
Calling.
Thank you for holding.
Cheryl, for I repeat, can you use the normal microphone you normally use?
I am.
You're using the USB?
Excuse me?
Are you using the USB microphone you normally use or not?
No, I use the fucking built-in, you stupid bitch.
And I'm saying don't.
Oh my God.
Listen.
Do you want me to call you on the cell phone?
Yes.
Oh my God, you hear the echo?
Okay, I'm going to hang up on you, Cheryl.
Sorry.
Actually, yeah.
I don't know how to connect all...
God on a wheel. I need a break from these people. There, it's just me for a sex cunt. Now let's get Cheryl on the phone. This Rachel's really turning into a disaster. Really. Just a disaster. I want a disaster. Hello, Cheryl.
Hello.
Cheryl?
Hi,
is
hon.
That better?
Yes.
Can you hear me finally?
Yes. Unfortunately, I have to bring Rachel back into the mix.
Great.
Please be concerned.
Please don't be concerned about my lips. They're perfectly newly moon and very pretty.
Oh, it won't let me add her.
Oh, no. That's a really cute thing, yeah.
It really won't.
Good. Honey.
She's going to call me, though, any second now.
There's a soap suds, a weight loss strip. These tight tracks are hard to get out. Your lips, I'm retired, and all I do is work pain again. I'm retired, and all I do is work your lips.
Lips.
Did you like lips. That? I'm retired, and all I do is work your lips.
I like lips. I don't know what's wrong with this Skype thing.
Do you have any more stories about the masseuse? Cheryl, you got any stories about the masseuse?
About the what?
The masseuse.
About a massage.
I didn't get a massage from his man.
Did the doctor cut anything off you today?
Today? No. Yeah. Yesterday I had a procedure.
On your vagina?
I haven't lost my job for Oprah yet, but it's pending. And, I had a procedure in her office.
Did you get to keep whatever they took off you?
It was a wart.
Chris,
I have to call you back. I can't live with the guilt of not being able to call Rachel back.
Blackface.
I'm constantly manipulated by domineering Jewish guilt trips. Hi, Rachel.
You still like me?
No.
Oh.
Hate it.
There.
Do you want to talk about Natasha Richardson?
Who cares about that stupid bitch?
I don't know who it is.
Is she dead now?
She's dead.
I don't even know who she is. Is she dead?
She's a famous actress.
God
damn it.
Cauliflower lips and broccoli warts. Turnip black seeds underneath your tongue.
Right, turnips. Mustard and turnip screens.
Sometimes celebrities do lie, and then real people do lie, and nobody cares.
Did the doctor explain why when you orgasm, baking soda comes out?
No, or sand. But the good thing is that Rachel is a semi-celebrity because she lives in the L.A.
Well,
and therefore, she can tell us about who she knows, the moon, who stole my career, who stole the career, the moon. Did you fall out?
No, I'm just...
No, I'm here. I'm just... I don't care. I mean, I don't care because, like, I know myself. And, like, the whole funny
can
thing
you
is,
snap
like
Auntie Vera did?
Huh?
Can you snap like Auntie Vera did?
She snapped?
Yes, she did. She snapped on
she
the
did?
Epicot program.
She snapped,
because
yeah.
She got called
really?
Out on being an alcoholic.
Really, Bryce? Which one? The most recent one?
It was St. Patrick's Day. You know, things
That's
happen
great.
On St. Patrick's Day.
She was probably drunk.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Probably. No, honey.
Is it because you guys prepared her to?
She fell out. She done fallen out.
All over. It was wet. Smell.
Because you told her Tom Cruise stole her career?
No, not Tom. It's Tom Hanks.
I know. Matt said Tom Cruise and then yelled at me.
I'm pissed because I listened to the recording and I really did say Tom Cruise.
Listen.
I know.
I'm mad. I'm holding poopy up my butt so I can think of where a man should be.
Thank you for holding.
You're holding poopy?
You.
Hold on, you're holding poopy in your butt so you can think of where a man should be? Okay. You mean you want some man in your rectum?
Now, I'm just going off of something that somebody we know said that it's a sofa band.
Oh no. Repeat then.
Okay.
In the proper accent of the sofa bed.
I can't do that accent. Can you do a southern accent, Rachel?
Just do it anyway.
I'm holding my poopy up my butt so then I can think of where a man should be.
That was a southern accent?
Yes. The story is that I'm a very lonely woman.
My
point is just this. I'm a lonely woman. I don't get no action, even with morgues or monk apes. Nothing, not even at the zoo. So, all I'd like to get really full of poop and think about how if I was actually getting some action where the poop is in my butt, that's where a penis would be.
Yeah, we got it.
Yes.
A golf ball-sized penis. See, we need Andy, and this is the problem when we don't have Andy. I mean, Sofabet on the show is that Rachel has nobody to feel better than.
Oh, my God. That's so fucked up. Trust me, I feel better than all of you guys. Don't worry.
Made chicky boobies for lunch tomorrow.
Please don't refer to me as a guy. I'm a woman with a Y.
And a butt punishment workout followed by protein shake and Golden Girls.
Are you reading Wanda's Twitters?
No.
Rachel, you can move in with Andy, Rachel, and just handcuff yourself to him.
Just destroyed my legs at the gym, and now I'm eating chicky boobies. Sometimes I like to use fried okra and corn on the cob.
You know what? This is the precise moment.
In my anus.
This is the precise moment in my life when I feel like Yeast Radio just needs to permanently die.
Just jump the shark.
Send this one to Dave Weiner.
I jumped the lapse.
We just jumped the lapse. Honey. Please call this episode Jump the Lapse.
It laps the prole.
You're sitting on your back, proled to point of no return, remembering that trick you had over to give you a massage from the Craigslist, and realizing that just because you're a squirter doesn't mean that your life is wonderful, sexually, perfectly normal, and not really. Stop being a Jew. Stop it.
Stop squirting on my parade, Rilch.
Listen.
Yeah? I'm listening.
To have me on your program, it's blessed. And for me to take my time, hopefully someone will make a remix of all of me on your program like they did that one time.
You've become rather egomaniacal.
Excuse me?
You've become rather egomaniacal. Feel free to consult the dictionary. Don't you dare go Listwood.
Cheryl, do you want a new name?
Stop at.
No. What?
Was chicken that a nozzle.
Rachel, are you cooking something?
Yeah.
Going on a wheel. Yeah, sure, this shithole.
What's wrong?
Wheel. You know what? I give up. I'm not even going to fight Listwood and Cheryl. I got cooking.
Wrong?
I got God on a wheel. I got Listwood and I got Rachel stuffing her face.
It's hard to get those tiny cracks out, honey.
I'm just going to fetal. I'm fetal. Just talk, Cheryl. I'm fetal.
All I did was answer you. I'm making dinner.
This too is perfectly normal.
And this is what you can expect when you have an orgasm.
If anyone would like to donate at this point, there is a tip jar link just below the video screen.
Something smelled musty.
This is very,
I was wondering what this must. Shut up. I was wondering what this musty smell is. As I'm laying on my bed, I realize I'm next to my flip-flops. They smell like musk because they were in my backpack all day. Wet.
Please don't be concerned.
Dirty flip-flops.
Sofabed says, I'm jealous of Rachel because she's mobile. She can be in the kitchen while eating. If I could have done that while I was in the show, it might all be okay.
Aww.
Cheryl, there was a 600-pound woman on Tyra today, said Edith Bunker.
On what?
Wheel.
On Tyra.
Tyra. If you can't get me a clip, I don't care about it. Give me the fucking episode, bitch.
Vera. What? There was a 600-pound woman on Vera?
Yeah, on Vera today.
Tyra!
You know. Yeah. 600-pound woman on Vera's face.
Ugh. I don't know what's ich here. I don't know who I feel sorrier for. The 600 pounder or the Vera? Maybe.
Rachel,
both.
Could you elaborate on how it was difficult for you to perceive your father's love as a child?
Good question. Let her answer the question, Rach.
Okay. Why is that? I mean, what's the weird dad thing?
Hang on, I have to.
What's your? Why don't you tell me about your dad stuff, Chris?
Well, okay, my dad right now has worked for over 40 years for the General Motors Corporation. He was hoping to try and get to age 65 before he retired. He's about 62 right now. And because of the economic situation, his pension and his health care benefits are in extreme jeopardy, and he could lose all of them after working a lifetime for them. He's an electrician.
So sad. I'm so sorry.
That was uppity. Thanks, Rachel, for that suggestion.
It's a fucking hard time in the world. You gotta keep it real.
Well, yeah. So are you just frying
keep it real?
Cheese
her
up
mother's
right now?
Got a 5-carat diamond ring. Keep it real, she says.
Don't talk to me. You think I see any of that fucking money?
You will when she croaks. Well, actually,
yeah,
you won't.
How long it took for my grandmother to go.
Your sister will get it all because she reproduced.
What kind of poison are you using on your mother, Rachel?
I don't want my mother to die. I'd rather be poor and have her be alive.
A saint.
No, I don't actually need that money. I mean, it would be nice to have it, but I'm going to try to, you know, be successful on my own like I've been doing all this time anyway.
Right.
Because I'm a fucking rock star.
Fabulous. Mm-hmm.
Rockstar with a microwave. That's the name of the show. Rockstar with a microwave. And layups. Microwave with layups. Mm-hmm. So, Cheryl, how are you feeling? Are you feeling better now that the chemo's getting you less or something?
Yes, well, I have a few days to recover, and then I get them more poisoned, and then I'm done. And I still need your money. Thank you very much.
Oh, God, speaking of, I'm turning 60 at the end of the month, and I need money for my birthday. 60 years old.
Well, you know, there's always a miracle, too, soap. Mm-hmm. That can help you to heal. It helped my cancer. Uh-huh. It helped my anal warts. It helped the worms, because if you let those men come over, they're going to give you worms.
Why did you call me racist when I sent you a picture of chicken and biscuit? Like Ms.
Because
Jones.
You're complete.
Ms. Jones, what was
you're
the lady's
completely
name?
Completely racist.
Mm-hmm.
Completely racist.
Antivirus gave you the worms.
What's the name of that place where Alexis Tyler and Mama
went?
Pete. Ms. Jones or something? Was it Ms. Jones?
Well, they went broke because they saw
another woman pussy and had worms. Did Cheryl put us on hold?
No.
Oh, I thought you said hold on.
Cheryl, could we call on one of those prayer lines and see if they could pray with you to have an ovary grow back?
Rachel,
pray for God to
Rachel, if you're tired of doing this show, we don't have to do it every week. Are you tired
of
doing it?
No, I love doing it. I'm not complaining about anything.
Well, then
could you
participate in it?
Every time I talk, though, you scream at me for talking, and then if I'm quiet...
Rachel, you're making goddamn food in the microwave, and you're eating the entire show for the past 3 weeks.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you have.
Well, I'm not eating right now. I'm just cooking.
Can we please... You know what I'm doing? I'm doing nothing except talking on this show. Chris is the same...
Big deal. I've heard you have diarrhea while you record the show. It doesn't make me love the show any less.
What has that got to do with it?
That you could do other things and do the show. I've heard you do it. I'm not participating because I'm cooking.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
I'm listening to Rachel participate.
Yes.
How's the weather there?
Wow.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Did you put on your leather bikini?
Just keeps eating and eating.
I'm not eating. I'm not fucking eating.
And eating. Why?
Preparing to eat, really.
What do you do? Do you just prepare food and throw it in the garbage?
He's rich enough that she can.
Yeah, I'm still rich.
Rachel, really, what are you doing?
Listen. I'm cooking food for Chris when he gets home because his
friend's
Triple woo, triple woo, triple woo. Rachel, can you sing or something at least?
I think I found the microphone on my computer.
If you got a really Jewy song, you can sing.
Cheryl sings the woo woo song. Can you sing some woos with her?
Go, Cheryl.
Oh, woo, woo, woo.
Woo, 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 woo.
You hear me, honey?
Woo.
Okay, I think I fixed the Skype problem. Thanks to the Justin for
you. You know what, Cheryl? Why don't you sing the alphabet in A as in anus, B as in blubber cunt, C as in clitoris, D as in duty, E as in
clitoris, H as in herpes.
No, we're doing the alphabet. The alphabet.
R as in real God. Y as in
alphabet. Cheryl, A, B, C, D, all the way to Z. I want you to do it with those kind of things, please.
That.
Meanwhile, Rachel can have something to eat. She's starving to death.
I'm not eating.
Can we sign a non-disclosure for this program?
P is in poop and panties.
Excuse me.
C is
you want to try to call me on the Skype again? Or
no, why do I? Oh, you mean your Skype works?
I think so. I mean,
the problem is, Cheryl, I'm far away from the computer. Can't you tell?
Okay. Well, you're ugly, so.
Wow. You too.
Craigslist, urologist.
Oh, by the way, Cheryl, urologist starts with a U, not a Y.
Really?
Yes, really.
I never went to the grammar school. B.S. and blubber cunt.
Were you ever in a spelling bee? Were you ever in a spelling bee?
B-C. You know, people aren't going to be able to use these clips and make a remix if you talk over me. Gay cucks of the 80s, they're racy. Okay. A as in abracadabra. B as in bunt. C as in cunt. D as in dirty stick. E as in elephantitis.
The other show was so good.
Keep going.
F as in fecal matter incontinence. G as in glint. H as in
glint. Did you say glint?
Glint.
Like Jerry Blank, the drug?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Sorry, go ahead.
I as in I poop. And J as in jigaboo.
Oh,
no. K as in kangaroo. L as in leaps. M as in manipulas.
Hey.
N as in
what?
Nitrous oxide.
Okay, we got through that. Good.
O as in Oprah. E as in poop and panty.
Cheryl, did you change your Facebook middle name like I asked you to?
No, because you didn't do what I asked you to. Now, listen. Declan.
I asked Cheryl to change her name to panty.
Cubic zirconia. R as in restless.
Wait a second. Cubic zirconia starts with a C.
Oh. Q as in quandary.
Okay.
R as in restless leg syndrome.
Longest.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
S as in sterile.
Sterile, like your sister?
Yes, like my middle name.
Your former middle name.
T as in diabetes.
Cancer.
Diabetes. Diabetes. U.S. uterine. U as in uterus.
Uh-huh. Rachel Silverman's doing really well tonight.
She's great.
Excuse me?
Go on.
Excuse me?
Self for bed.
V as in vagina.
Mm-hmm.
W as in
And then
this is something to
walrus. X as in an X, you know, like the pill the gays like to take that because they're fucked.
H is in housebound.
Yeah.
Ooh, yes.
I like how we're doing the alphabet over.
Then Y as in yeast.
Thank you.
And Z as in zebra-striped cunt.
Fascinating.
Ooh, what's the thing is Carol Wright gives. Carol Wright gives.
Is it done prolapsed, Rachel? Who is Rachel Long Silverman? Come on, show Rachel.
I'm right here.
Comfort light.
That's not you, though.
It's a good place to go. Gandhi is a good suggestion of somewhere to cool. Stop breathing in the fucking microphone.
I ain't that fat.
P as in peso. Mance. Mance gets paid pesos for giving, for getting blown to lunch. For giving something.
Deaf people.
Did you see my link?
I can't click. Look, I'm far away from the computer. I can't click things.
Cheryl, did you have any? Did you have any bowel movements today, or is it just like blood
Penny,
clouds come out?
I had 3 bowel movements today.
Describe it.
And well, the first one was rather firm. The second one filled the entire pool above the water.
Right.
And the third one raped me.
I shot at the gym today.
Which one was? Who had the darkest one?
Black bowel movement.
It's blood.
At the gym, blood.
Blood.
Squirting.
If it's black.
There were 3 stalls at the gym, and all, you know, there were 2, and then I was in the middle, and 3 were busy. I hate having to duty when there's other people there. I find it.
Who does it?
Yeah. Oh, what? Rachel said something. Wee. Sound the line.
I say lots of things.
Everybody take a drink. Rachel talked.
Everybody do it on your bong. That's what Rachel would do. Commune.
Would.
Why are you guys so obsessed with that? It's so weird.
Because there's nothing else to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Have you tried performing your book in front of a mirror, Rachel?
Whilst you masturbate.
No.
You actually make that part of a stage show, you know? You have the mirror, you stand there naked.
You know what?
Wasabi, while you read the book, you just shit.
Wasabi, A-Bay.
Are we still in the alphabet?
Point, Madge. Madge.
What?
You don't mind getting eaten when you're there. When other people are around, but you can't duty when other people are around.
Good point, Cheryl.
No, that wasn't me. It was Wasabi Abe.
It's not true. I don't get eaten with other people around.
Right. Chlorosalation, right.
I don't understand.
Yeah, you tell stories about getting eaten.
Look. How do you get eaten out by yourself?
What?
I mean, how do you get eaten out by yourself? I mean, you
there's
can shit
people.
By yourself. You cannot
there's
shit. You, yeah, you have
in
to have
the steam room.
No, I don't know. That's not true. Mostly.
Yes.
Mostly no.
Exactly.
Why do you have to turn this around? It's my pogrom.
Lance, what? It wasn't me. It was one of your listeners.
Who?
I told you, Wasabi. Abe wanna learn.
Wasabi?
I don't know who that
is. That person from Wasabi, I think, from Live Journal 10 years ago or so. I think I've known that person 100 years.
Is that who it is?
You're the last match.
Is it Wasabi Chimera or something like that? Is that what it is? Hold on. I can't see. I have to click. I have to use my sneaker to press the button. Is that... I don't see Wasabi.
I can imagine the smell.
Yeah, it is
the
Wasabi
right
from
now.
Live Journal.
The odor.
Well, he's right, I suppose, because Wasabi knows my real sex escapades for them. I seldom talk about because
like dried sauerkraut.
Remember the spastic?
It's me, Nate. Said, Salaja Weinstein. This show is as dead as Natasha Richardson.
Who is Natasha Richardson?
I don't know. Some dead celebrity whore.
It amazes me that people care about and know who these people are. I don't understand.
It's not really that. It's like she died in a really bizarre, interesting way.
Which was what?
She was having a ski lesson, and I guess she, like, tanked out and hit her head. Yeah. And she was like, oh, fuck,
that hurt.
She was totally fine. And then, like, 8 hours later, she got this bad headache, and, like, within minutes was, like, rushed to the hospital brain dead, and that was that.
I think it's called a concussion, isn't it?
Isn't that no, you don't die from a concussion.
I think you can. That's why when you get hit on the head, they make sure that you don't fall asleep. It's, you know, they have to keep.
But they did all that. They did all these tests on her, and she was fine.
Well, the world is a worse place with her not in it anymore. Whoever she is, who is she?
Fecal incontinence. Clearly,
what
does
she do?
She married Liam Neeson, and she was in Cabaret.
Cabaret.
She was in Cabaret. Which
bowel.
Production of Cabaret?
Impacted Bowel.
One with Alan Cumming.
The only slightly gay connection.
The next program in Impacted Bowel.
Cheryl, Rachel, where were you when you first heard about Natasha Richardson's death?
In my car, driving home from the chiropractor. And when I say my car, I mean Chris's car, because I don't have a fucking car. So
will you ever forget that moment?
I think you live in L.A.
I'll probably forget it in like 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that was interesting about Natasha Richardson. What else did you want to talk about, Rachel?
Layups?
What about your vagina? Do you want to talk about that? Or your period that's coming? Anything?
There's a soap suds, a weight loss strip. These tire tracks are hard to get out. Your lips, I'm retired. All I do is work pain in them. I'm retired. All I do is work your lips.
Lips?
Lips? Soaps? Lips?
Lips? Lips? Lips?
You know what my favorite thing about hospitals is?
Cancer?
These signs and getting abortions. That there's signs everywhere. If you may be pregnant, please tell us. You know why? I'd like to get CT scans when I'm pregnant so it fries the baby. I love to get the x-ray and it's frying that little baby inside of me and I poop it out and it's all deformed and crazy looking. I call it crazy eyes. Sometimes I do that for fun. I had the chemo last week and I had triplets in me and they were poisoning those little bitches. And they came out crippled.
They, really, they cook in their own juices that way, you know?
I mean, why do they want me to tell them I'm pregnant? Then they won't be able to abort it. No, I mean, it's an expensive abortion.
You don't have to use a seasoning pack or anything.
You know what, honey? A CT scan is a very expensive abortion.
Organic.
Very expensive.
True that.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny that you're saying this because I just got x-rays on my back the other day and they were like, are you sure you're not pregnant? I was like,
because really? You're fat.
I don't know.
Is that why they asked you because you're fat?
Rachel, did you eat in the machine?
Rachel, no. Maybe if you started smoking, you wouldn't eat so much.
They're like, oh, the picture's blurry. Why was she eating? Who let her eat in that? You don't eat in a CT scan. God.
Contrast does not mean you have to have a full bowel, honey. Come on.
Moon.
God
moon.
Damn it.
Oh, abortion.
So, I mean, the point is this. It's just this. Wow.
Just this.
Well, I've had a lot of abortions lately. And it's very pleasant for me because it's like I'm giving back to the world by not having children, that is. And I'm glad that my vital organs in my woman area still function mostly. It's a little bit retarded or a downsy, but, you know, I mean, I can still produce those feet I. And I can still kill them like there is no tomorrow. I can still poop my panty and make it look like one of those abortion signs. Mm-hmm. Yes. 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 Excuse me? Ants.
Yeah, what?
What's going on?
Nothing. What do you mean?
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Are you masturbating?
Sure.
What did you do?
Moon.
299.
Play the swamp.
$1, $1, shrimp, man.
Play the swamp. Chicken and biscuit. I was over there, Ms. What was that lady's name? Ms. Jones? Chicken and biscuit? What was the name?
Ms. Wilson.
No, it wasn't. It was like Ms. Somebody in the audience knows.
Cassandra.
I got to throw this sock at the mouse to get the screensaver.
Like, give you worms.
God damn it, I missed it. Now I got to use the flip.
Ms. Winner? Ms. Winners,
chicken and biscuit.
Jamie.
John said chicken and biscuit. I'm just going to be Alexis Tyler. She said chicken and biscuit. Vroom, 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 vroom. Vroom, vroom. Chicken and biscuit. Winner. I went over to Ms. Winner's house. Oh, wait, Mama's here. Hold on. Excuse me, Mom. My headphone fell off. This is a visual moment. Hello, excuse me, my mama's here. Well, damn old lady give you worms. They give you worms. Oh, they give you worms. I got my panties cover. They give you worms. I got my panties cover.
That's right.
Don't ever talk about my panties cover. That's where I keep my plate of shrimp.
My wound was severely infected.
Demonstration over. Next. Rachel, your turn.
What? What do you want me to do?
You're not even near the microphone, Rachel.
Rachel, you eat your abortions?
No.
Chicken and biscuit, Ms. Winners.
Would you eat Cheryl's abortions?
I had an abortion pie one time.
Oh, yeah?
Oh.
It was very... The crust was so crispy and buttery, but the inside... Not so much. I mean, it was much like, have you ever had a cherry pie that's undercooked?
Yeah.
Yes. I know that there's a nursery rhyme about that. 4 and 20 abortions baked in a pie. Oh, Cheryl prolapsed, baked in a pie, her abortions twice.
Mm-hmm. Do they sprinkle the little hands on top of that?
Let me tell you this. The pie was so bad that my friend that made it was very upset and actually decided that she shouldn't have had the abortion. It wasn't worth it. So she buried the aborted fetus pie under a tree in her backyard and now calls it the survivor tree. Yes.
Tie a ribbon around it?
Yellow ribbon.
What about Ms. Winner's chicken and biscuit, though? Do she be selling placenta pie?
Oh, she's still there, but then.
Ms. Winners. She go off. She always be hitting on them young boys. And, you know, it's like, you so fine. You grown up so good,
you
baby.
You ever eat at Bojangles, honey?
You grown up, baby. You got so big and strong,
chicken
baby. They give you worms. What'd you say about Ms. Winners? What? Cheryl?
Jamie said that there's a place called Bojangles that's a racist chicken and biscuit place.
Why was Bojangles racist?
It cut your eye out.
Mr. Baggy Pants? Didn't he have baggy pants, Mr. Bojangles?
They give you worms.
I want to end this program, but I can't get up.
No.
Why not? It's been 2 hours of shit.
Please, can we end it?
Seriously?
You ended it like an hour ago when you started cooking.
When you're about to post the program, cut the program off before I started.
Wherever start Rachel talks?
Start the music right before I come on.
God, you are egomaniacal.
Rachel was singing some poem or some shit. Just cut her off. Put the theme music over that. And then it will be a good program. I guarantee
it. I think you're right.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what I'm talking about, the self-defecation. You just shat on yourself, Rachel.
And she likes it because she's in blackface. And she feels more comfortable as a minority.
Are you fecal incontinent?
Mm-hmm. Lois Kahn is on Skype now. Oh, good.
Oh, send Lois.
Right. That'll really help the program.
Yeah, that'll make it good. And AIDS.
Or can.
And AIDS.
I want to learn about eating fish
in
the desert.
I mean, sofa AIDS. Where's the sofa? I can't reach this fucking thing. Where's the goddamn couch? Where's this couch? Where's my Skype windows? I can't see nothing around here.
Pink job. A triple plus.
Rachel Kahn in blackface performing Mexican poetry might be interesting.
Who said that? You did?
No, it wasn't me. It was, let's just say, Justin Feet.
Nasty boys.
Okay.
Okay. When I edit thug porn, I'm going to put Rachel's face in it to get make people lose their hard-ons. Let's see. I don't see Andy Melton. I'm not talking to anybody. The show is ending unless Sofa Bed comes on.
Come on, Sofa, come on.
Come on, tell us who sat on you today, Sofa Bed. Did they sit on you and fart? Sofa Bed.
I think Sofa Bed maybe just doesn't like Rachel.
Sofa Beatus?
Sofa beaties? Like diabetes, but with a sofa beaties?
I got the sofa beaties.
Well, try. Why don't you just hang up with me and see if Andy will come on?
Sofa beaties feet.
That might be interesting.
Sofa beaties.
Sofa beaties feet, he has. Sofa beaties.
A poopy where a man
found.
Housebound feet.
Sofa beat aids?
That's a good name for a program.
Sofa beaties feet.
Orba obesa.
No. Sofa bound feet.
Sofa Beatty's feet.
Housebound feet.
Sofa Beatty's feet.
Shut in feet.
Housebound feet.
Meals on Bill's feet.
Clitorica Brown feet.
What are you calling?
Edward Ferguson feet.
Lois Kahn?
She's not there, Rachel. Where's she?
Tomorrow. Answer.
Why?
Tomorrow is her anniversary.
She's masturbating her song.
The Sabbath.
I think she's probably getting off.
Probably. Oh, God.
Sofa Bed, why are you on Skype?
Pacific men on the internet and getting off. Mm-hmm.
Sofa Bed.
That's right.
Editing of this pornography done by Edward Ferguson.
Mm-hmm. Sofa Bed Ferguson.
Madge.
Yeah.
Listen.
Honey.
Recently.
In vitro.
Roy. What?
Over
Andy. Get the. Sofa the moon.
Sofa Bed Ferguson.
Sophie Bed.
Sofa
Beatus.
Sofa Beaties.
Come on.
Sofa beat his feet.
Come on.
Okay.
Maybe he's taking iron tablets for his sofa.
By the way, this is unfortunately going to be the last show for a while unless I get more donations. PayPal me. This button is on the East Radio. Thank God. And I did not count the 240 minutes of shit from the other day, by the way. That doesn't
thank
count.
God.
Hey, I don't need no comments from the penis gallery.
It's the Clitoris Gallery, and it's beautiful. It's $2.99 for admission.
Cheryl, you know what? You know what I forgot to do yesterday? I forgot to call the goddamn unemployment people. I missed my fucking biweekly call-in date. Can you fucking believe
me? Good, now.
Oh, Rachel speaks.
You won't be able to afford any more massages. Now.
Shut up.
I know.
Listen, that's covered on food stamps. It's Medicaid. Women and children first or whatever. Shut up.
Madge, did you get the earned
income? Oh my
God,
the smell.
Year?
What?
Did you get the earned income credit?
Yeah.
I did. Do you know how many children I claimed?
They have to be alive, Cheryl. They don't count pies.
Oh. Shit. Do you think they'll audit me?
4 and 20 Pluralips baked in a pie.
Should have had your abortions laminated, Cheryl. Then you can take them to the office.
10 children. I mean, they're not going to audit me for that, are they?
Rachel, do you like dried fruit?
Sometimes, yeah.
Did you get those candies from that girl in
yeah.
in Australia yet?
No, Amelia, but she's great. I love her so
much. Listen, Amelia.
You could sell tickets for her.
Yes.
Listen, my point is just this.
This is going to be a
you
big one, isn't
have
it?
One, listen, you have one job to do every week. Call the unemployment office
every other week.
Every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And you forget it.
Oh!
That's true, Cheryl. Because we didn't do it on the poke last time. If we did it
what
on the poke,
what is going on? What is all this sound?
You had to squirt the AIDS into that lady's face, though.
Yeah. Got her
and
done. Got her
you
done.
Completely fail on your one job of wow. screwing the government.
Not everybody can be as perfect as you, Cheryl.
It's true. I did my unemployment cool.
I'm going to do my Kegel exercises now. This is the exercise. Rachel, can you see?
No, I don't see nothing moving. Show us your lips.
I'm exercising my performance.
Show us your lips. Pull your lip out.
I'm getting really excited about podcasting.
See, the problem is I asked Rachel to do the show early. She agreed. I think in retrospect it was probably not a good idea. Because if we had done it later, she probably wouldn't be cooking dinner, right?
No, it wasn't a babe. It's not about that. I just
what? You called me Beb?
What?
You just called me Beb.
She'd be on the fourth meal at this point.
You called me Babe. Beb, I heard you say Babe. Play it back. Hello?
Hello?
You called me Babe.
Okay.
Not okay.
Okay.
Not.
All right, not okay. All right, all right.
Okay, can you finish the sentence then?
Honey.
I just have a lot to think about. I have a lot to figure out about
who
I am.
Why don't you share it with us? Then we have something to talk about. Why don't you share what you're thinking? That's what we do here on the podcast.
I told you to stand in front of the mirror and read your book while you're shitting down your legs.
I have to have some integrity. I gotta go. It's nothing personal. It's like my own shit. But I don't feel good right now.
Oh God.
Why? Oh, you don't
really
feel good, bitch. Listen.
It's all good.
Dang.
It's just me. I gotta figure. I gotta, you know, I gotta find my corner of the sky, like Pippin, you know.
Alienating all of the guests.
What?
Rachel, would you do you want to just go back to being me and you, boring the hell out of the world?
Is oh my God, no!
I mean, we can go back to just you and me if that's what you prefer.
I'm sorry, Rachel.
I'm gonna think about it and meditate. But I wish you guys well.
No.
Have a nice.
I didn't mean to
that
interject anything. Interesting. Rachel,
I wish you well. This is so passive aggressive, honey.
No, it's not.
I wish you well. It's like saying get fucked, but being very nice.
It's L.A. It's just L.A.
Yes. You know, if somebody would find me a nice story to read, I would read it, but...
I'm sure somebody in the scatological audience can find you something to click on.
Moon, a short, nice, sweet scat story.
Uh-huh.
It'll probably help Rachel sleep well.
Panty poop.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Jamie, find me something good.
What went away?
What?
Jesus Christ, that's what she gets upset about?
Did she
just
leave?
Just destroyed my legs at this meal. No, I'm eating sticky boobies. I just left.
Wow. I really... Sorry, I didn't mean to ruin your show. Didn't mean to lose your guest.
Whatever.
I know, it was going so well.
Such a good program. I'm holding my poopy in my butt so I can think of them where a man should be.
Well, let's think of it this way, though. I got Sofa Bed back on the show, and I got rid of Rachel, so I think it
where
know,
is
balanced.
He? Where
is he? Yeah, I don't
probably
see
yesterday. Already, I don't know.
Now, I have a hunch that Sofa Bed will come on now that Rachel's gone.
I think so, too.
Let me know if you see him on Skype, because I can't see the computer from here.
Well, he's not on Skype yet, but...
Why does he have to do this to each other? God.
Oh, Sofa Bed.
I'm just going to have to say, look, the show's over if I don't have Sofa Bed. Sorry.
I don't mean this show.
I mean all of the shows. No sofa bed, no grum. You can have him making mayonnaise for you for the rest of your goddamn life. You know?
Everybody's really good at that. His body just produces mayonnaise.
You got a trampoline, you got mayonnaise.
Sofa beats.
Mayonnaise.
I have had blood in my stool, but I've not had mucus.
Is he back yet? Can you see me on camera or no? I can't even tell.
I can see your feet.
The blood is red and it is okay. Right near the surface, which really shouldn't be a concern. It's probably what you've been told, an internal hemorrhoid. Be grateful that you don't have other symptoms. During my pregnancy, my butt was like a cauliflower, and I was in great pain and distress. Do yourself a favor and take the stool softeners so that you don't get to the point. If the blood was dark,
that's not
a
good
reading. Then it would be originating higher up in your colon.
That's not a good reading. Who gave you that to read? Who gave you that to read?
I don't want to tell.
It's horrible.
Perfectly normal.
God, can somebody Google celebrities taking shits? Maybe there's like a website for people that saw celebrities take shits. You know, there's
like Oprah,
right? Or changing diapers of celebrities, poopy diaper.
I'm a single mom with a wonderful, almost 3-year-old girl who won't or can't poop in the potty.
Listen, this particular morning I was running late and rushed to the stop. I had to pee really badly. Behind the stop was a big beach. What? Okay. Big beach fence. And with care, I slipped through it, taking off my knickers.
What?
Leaning my back against the tree.
Take off
Did that knickers.
Oh, stop it.
Mads.
Oh, Mads. Awful.
What did you think I said?
I'm going to have to reevaluate myself after that comment.
Taking off my knickers.
Oh, stop it.
Knickers. Oh. Knickers. Knickers Ferguson.
How's this going to affect my MFA program?
Listen. Okay, let me continue the program.
Yeah.
Taking off my knickers. I crouched leaning against my back against a tree. Gosh, did that feel good? So I closed my eyes. I then felt something warm and wet on my lips. I opened my eyes to see a big black dog that I hated licking up my pee. Terror. So I stayed really still and let the dog do what it wanted. Now let me explain. I was a complete innocent, and at this time, never played with myself. I was a good Catholic girl. The feel of the dog's tongue on my pussy was beginning to feel nice. And I guess now I was wet for a different reason. I orgasmed, and the dog continued to lick.
Wait, was the dog peeing on
again.
It?
She was peeing against the tree.
And the dog peed on the tree too? And then it ate her out?
The dog started eating her out.
No, I think the dog must have peed on her and then eaten her out. That's what I get, no?
Again and again I came, and the world was a far-off place that was a dream beside my knickers. Next thing I woke.
Hello? Oh, fuck. Hold on. I got to do that Skype thing. Hold on. Don't get up. We can't hear nothing. Goddamn motherfucking. I got to get goddamn up. Knickers. Snickers. Snickers pie.
And
all right, you're back now. You're back now. You can talk about your knickers.
Okay. Mom put me to bed thinking I was sick, though. I don't know what she thought of the fact that I was carrying my knickers in my hand. Jesus. And they had a muddy paw print on them. Money paw print on my knickers.
Okay, that's not very nice at all, but okay.
That was a good story.
It's over?
Yes, that was her first orgasm.
Tell it to me again, Cotton. Please tell me more stories.
Okay,
I'm waiting for that person to send me another short one, like, dang it.
We ain't got all day.
I'm waiting. Come on, Justine.
Justine.
Come on. Nicker.
Oh, no.
Penny Nicker.
What is this? Can I read this one? I like this one. Dear Teen Health FX, I have had vaginal discharge since the middle of last year, and since then I have always worn folded-up toilet paper in my underwear. Does this ever stop? I don't want to always have to wear something in my underwear, signed toilet paper in my underwear. Sanitary pads are made in various thickness levels. You may just need a thin panty liner, Jill, but it would be helpful for you to have something more comfortable and more reliable than folded-up toilet paper, Jill. Yes, Jill, the second is for your parents to schedule a doctor's appointment for you to find out if the discharge you are experiencing is normal, Jill, or if it's something that needs to be looked into, Jill. All women have periods. Yes, Jill. Oh, there's a phone number.
Taking off my knickers, I crouched, leaning against my back against the tree. Gosh, did that feel good? Hello?
What's this comfort wipe thing, Cheryl? Here, let me let the computer... I'm going to let the computer read it. If you want to hear it, you have to go to the simulcast, okay? Here we go.
Long reach comfort wipe. If you have trouble with personal hygiene due to a lack of mobility or dexterity, this long reach comfort wipe is the answer. It's soft, flexible head grips toilet paper or pre-moistened wipes securely, while its ergonomic design reaches where you can't, making personal hygiene easy. After wiping, simply press the release button for fast, sanitary disposal. Sturdy ABS plastic with sure grip silicone handle.
15L, honey.
Very nice thing. How did shit my pants? Very nice thing to do. I would like to do it more times, maybe one-to-one on accident and in public. Really worth doing. How I did it. Walking home at night in briefs and blue jeans. Just a little bit drunk, but only for courage. And it was summer. In winter, it may be a good idea because it's warm. Really worth doing, but only if it's not diarrhea. If you have diarrhea, don't try this outside of your house. It took me 10 days. It made me feel fun.
Fun? Feast of fun?
Yes. That was the Lingyuk.
Feast of lips.
This story contains bestiality, aka sex with animals. If you do not like that type of sex, please leave now. Subject, Shadow and me. This is a true story. It actually happened to me one day.
Yeah.
Well, one day I was sitting at my computer looking for some prawn to aid my jack-off session.
Oh, God.
In walked my kitty cat, Shadow.
Oh, Jesus.
He's very young, but very affectionate. Since I'm completely naked, my boobs are hanging over the edge of my feet. My cat walks up to me and starts rubbing all over me. Next thing I know, he is rubbing my boobs, and he starts to lick them. I kind of push away. It freaked me out. I go back to my prawn, and he walks up again. This time, he puts his paw on my thighs and starts to lick my semi word clock. It says clock. Shadow, I yell, and he runs off. Well, by now, I'm completely hoored and horny. Put it suddenly down in Jagalos, then weird, not be so horny. I'm laying there, my eyes closed, fascinated by my boyfriend's cock, when my cat walks in again. I thought, what the fuck? And crawl called him up on the bed. He crawls in my chest, licks my nipples, licks my armpits, walks over my crotch. My 7-inch is really hard, and all of a sudden, he starts licking the base of it. Starts doing it real good. Oh my God, it's so intense. It hurts, but can also feel it's really good. He keeps licking, and then I finally come all over his face. I'm like, look, I thought this would scare him off, but instead he likes it. He licked me basically clean. Shadow and I have had several more of these encounters. Okay, this is my first. Let me know what you think. My email is qtpieboy@hotmail.com. My AOL SN is drama1.
Great. Terrero, change your check your video source. It's incorrect. Change your video source to make it USB my USB camera.
Who? Me?
Terrero. You never show your layups.
It's true. When I was 17, four of us went camping in the woods and one of the guys' grandparents' farm. Of course, we had managed to get a case of blue pippin. After a few hours, blah, 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 my best friend lifted his butt off the ground and ripped a loud fart. In our intoxicated state, that seemed like the funniest thing ever. And one of the others let one go. Soon we were all trying to outdo each other. Then it happened. I felt what I thought was a good one building up. I lifted my butt and gave a mighty push to maximize the sound. Instead of farting, I pooped my pants. I guess the smell plus the look on my face gave it away because they all started laughing at me and teasing me about pooping my panty. The guys have all called me stinky ever since. Hello.
Hi.
This is a good website, shittystories.com.
Keep reading.
No point. Please hold. Your call will be answered in the order as received. I sit in my own hands. I haven't shit myself since I was a kid until today. I was at the mall really early before it even opened for work. I had come in very early to stock merchandise and assign cash registers to my employees. I felt like I had a poo, but I figured I could wait a few minutes for the next person to come in so I could leave the store without worry. As soon as one of my employees arrived, I made a mad dash to the public bathroom. Unfortunately, when I got there, it was out of order. Panic. I knew there was another bathroom on the other side of the mall, so I hopped across the mall, half running, half walking. Since I was not sure which stall would best prevent me from pooping. I felt like I had a fart, and I figured that I would relieve some of the pressure. We know that's never good. I hopped towards the bathroom with like 100 yards to go, and instead of farting, I started prairie dogging. I put my hand down the back of my panty, and I tried to cup all the crap in my boxers in my hand. I got to the bathroom, and it was locked for a few more minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I had no other option. I ran into the women's bathroom, which was open for some reason, and finally made it to the toilet. There was shit all over my boxers, the inside of my pants, and some on my shoe because it had traveled on the pant leg. The rear of my boxers did the best to wipe up the poop on my shoes. I felt like killing myself. While cleaning myself up, I somehow managed to get shit all over the toilet seat, which I also did my best to clean up. It took two rolls of toilet paper and a lot of praying Jesus. No one would come in while I was running to the sink to get some white napkins to clean myself with. In the end, I was pretty impressed by the great job I did concealing the fact that I pooped my pants. The smell was barely noticeable from a normal distance. There were no visible stains. I went back to work, finished my shift, went home and took a long hot shower. My leg had a rash on it, and it was super sore. But I was horny.
Oh, this is so sweet. Listen to this. I got a Facebook from Kimber Johnson. Dear Madge, thank you for having a podcast. You are so fun to listen to. My son is in the hospital, and listening to you and Wanda helps me to take my mind off things. So this is a big fat thank you for you to be you. Nothing about Cheryl.
That's very nice.
I thought so.
You know, I've gotten similar emails. One of them said I changed someone's life.
Mm-hmm. Lives? You changed life someone's lives?
Uh-huh. Mm. Did Rachel get jealous of my reading of this poetry and leave?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
It was that, exactly. How did you know? I wasn't supposed to tell you.
Miracle 2?
Yeah, Miracle 2.
You going to buy some product?
I'm going to buy some because Jesus made Miracle 2.
I'm a new distributor, honey.
Are you?
206-666-LAMPS. Leave me a message and you can buy some Miracle 2.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, honey.
Honey, honey, honey.
Hold on a minute. Did someone send you money?
Oh, me. Let me see.
I hope someone sent me a few dollars.
Let's see. Yeah, I guess the new thing is, at first I thought it would work to have people pay to do the show. I think it's better to have them pay to stop. It seems more effective.
Whatever it takes.
Jesus gave Cheryl a new formula for deep panty cleansing. Cheryl's new middle name is Panty Poop. It's no longer Trig, by the way.
It's not true.
Oh, my God, thank you. Wait a second.
What?
Hold on. Okay.
What?
Yes, thank you very much. That's from, I don't know, I don't want to say this. Well, there's a man's name and a woman's name. I don't understand which is which, but thank you very much for that donation. Appreciate it. Oh, and I got another donation from Anthony, Tiffany, Anthony, and a dollar. A dollar from Steve. Thank you especially for that dollar. Cheryl, you can have the dollar.
Fuck you.
Thank you for that dollar. Couldn't you have made it $2.99? Can you give us another $1.99? Make it an even $2.99 at least. Please.
Deep panty cleaning soap. Fuck you.
Well, anyway, thank you seriously for the donations. I appreciate it. Especially that dollar.
Me too.
And this Anthony keeps giving money. Is Anthony, wait a second, who is Anthony? Does he have a podcast? No, that's somebody else.
Think of Edith.
Fetus?
Edith.
Edith Bunker?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and more stories. They must like the stories. Keep
going. No, I think it's, Justin has a good point. I think it's because Rachel's gone. Mm-hmm. Now, are you going to get people t-shirts like The fun show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm going to get a drunken girlfriend so that she can make t-shirts while she's getting wet brain.
Okay.
Sending out emails about Reagan Fox's latest book.
Listen.
And if you Reagan don't understand Fox. The reference, see Cheryl on AIM. I'm not explaining it. Oh, okay. Here, bareback bottom for top 50 plus. Ew, it's just a picture. Ugh, God on a wheel, is that disgusting? Ugh, it ain't right. It's post number, it's Craigslist post number 10815687577. I'll post the link in the chat room at least. God, is that it's disgusting on a wheel? Oh, it just looks, oh my God, it looks like a bag of fish. Actually, that could be me. It's a bag of fish.
It's a pump.
It's pump and dump. Hold on, where's the goddamn pump chat room? I need to show this pump and dump. Ew, it just looks like, it looks like a Jell-O mold, honey. It really does.
Ew.
Yeah, looking at
you
both
looking for cum shot facial too. Big trade.
Oh, let's see. Horny in Lakeview, 6'2".
What number? What's 1-800-208-1201?
Oh, this queen's a mess. The good-looking guy needs a good swallower. Well, who the fuck doesn't? Okay, good swallower. Let's see what else we got. Looking to cuddle. I want a hot load inside of me. Ooh. That's not this real picture, though. I'm a sexy sub looking to have someone fuck me and come inside me. I also love to suck. I'm very open-minded and love fetishes and fantasies. I also love latex. Okay, please send pics with reply and what fun we could
baby,
have.
64 North Side. Daddy wants to take care of his baby, wants to diaper him, cuddle him, feed him, and play with him. We'll give Enema his baby is constipated. Daddy wants smooth babies, especially small, endowed babies.
Oh,
Daddy
my God.
Daddy doesn't have a computer, so call 773-561-3188. Please hurry. Because your bottle is getting cold. We should call this one.
Is there a number?
Yes, 773.
Hold on. I got to put the mic back up. This is serious business.
Listen. Come in.
Now make sure you ask permission from the perv. Just kidding.
Right.
Oh, this will be good, Cheryl. Now make it real good. And try to finger blast yourself first, okay?
I'm going to have to act like a baby, though.
Yeah, I know, but I need you to finger... Can you finger blast yourself now just to warm up? You know what I mean?
Excuse me?
Can you just finger blast yourself now just to warm up? Start now. Finger blasting. Okay, put in the number, hon, AIDS.
Excuse me?
AIDS. Nades. Wait. Okay, what should I call this person? Baby?
We never need Senate.
Baby face. 773. Say it again. 773.
Gosh. 561-3188.
It's baby face.
Hello. I'm going for dancing. Is that good? Man, yes. You can't lose it, though. I mean...
Well, you make up your mind. Do you want me to lose it or do you not? God.
Yes, I want you to lose it on the audio track for...
No, I can't.
It
doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way.
Damn it. Why?
Just shush. I'm not going to... I won't lose it. Don't worry. Hello, honey.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, I'm calling about the Craigslist ad and looking for an adult baby.
Yeah.
Are you still looking for an adult baby? I want to be your baby.
Well, I would like that. I've had a piece complex sent me back.
What's that?
I've had a few complex.
You've had a few complex? What do you mean?
Complex. Things have not gone too well.
What's wrong with you, honey?
Well, I was diagnosed with cancer.
What? Really?
Yeah, I have pancreatic cancer, so I'm going to be out of commission for a little bit, but if you'd like to give me a call in 4 or 5 weeks, that would be great.
Okay, honey.
Okay.
Sounds good. Well, good luck, honey.
Thank you.
Honey.
Okay. I'll talk to you in 4 or 5 weeks.
Yes, for sure. For sure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that was awful, Cheryl. That's so Matt, horrible.
Who did that to us?
It was a joke, wasn't it?
Jesus Christ, that was horrible.
Do you think that was real? Or
yes.
Was that a setup? I think somebody set us up.
No.
That would have been a perfect match for you.
Oh, my God.
Looking for a regular cock to suck.
Oh, my God, I feel so horrible.
Finally, you do have a moral compass.
Fuck you. Nothing would be great if it was like, you know, I mean, he had enrolled it with his cancer. What's up with that?
We need another one. Find us another one, somebody.
I still could have been his baby, even if with the cancer and all that, you know.
Now you tell me, or him.
I was going to ask him if he had too many animals, but then you were going right into the cancer. Oh, I hate you. What a mess. It was very shocking. Honey. Somebody find us. Someone has to kill. Come on.
I don't have anything. I don't need to see Dewey with sprinkles. I don't need to see that. Oh, we got another, I got another donation. We got another $1.99 from Steve. Thank you, Steve. Now we got $2.99. Thank you very much.
Miracle spring water.
And the Christopher gave us money too. A dollar.
Is there
wow, a dollar. Thanks for the dollar, Christopher. And I might also ask the same thing of Christopher. Could you send another $1.99?
Rachel, what is this number it's giving us?
What number?
This is Peter Popoff. Please don't hang up. I need just a little bit of information in order to rush you the miracle spring water that I offered on TV.
No.
In order to minister to you, I need just a little bit of information. I'll guide you step by step through okay. the easy instructions of the automatic ordering system.
We're going to say penis and vagina a lot.
Just follow the instructions, and I'll okay, see sure. to it that you receive your miracle spring water without any further delay.
Penis
now,
and vagina.
Here are the instructions. After each request, you'll hear a beep.
Okay.
The beep is your signal to immediately answer.
This is like Mad Libs. Sure.
Begin by telling me your first name, and please spell it. For example, Peter, P-E-T-E-R.
Let me
now,
do
don't
the
forget
first one.
To wait for the beep.
Let me do the penis and vagina.
Cheryl, C as in glitterous, H as in hotel, E as in Earl, Y as in rich, L as in lips.
Now please tell me your last name, and please spell it.
Cunt lips to my hand.
M as in Mary, E as in Earl, R as in Rilch, K as in Koala, O as in Octopus, W as in Winner, S as in Sally, K as in Kike, and I as in iPhone.
Now please tell me your street or P.O. Box address and spell the street name.
Sure.
Don't forget to include your apartment number if you have one.
Penis and vagina.
201 Fuck You Way. Pussy Willow Drawing number 69.
Clitorectomy.com. Click.
Can't have two phone numbers, man.
Hello, Carolyn, Dementia Helpline.
Hello, I had a few questions in.
Yes.
I think that I may be experiencing what it would be called where you forget things.
Yes, like dementia.
And I also. I also have physical incontinence.
Hello? I'm not really Hello? Understanding you. Hello?
I also have fecal incontinence. Do you know what that is, honey?
Sorry?
I poop in my panty.
She hung up.
And...
She hung up.
She hung up. Call it back. Very
Cheryl, you lost too much too soon. They're Australian. They don't speak Rilch. She didn't understand a word you were saying. Now be nice this time. Hope to God that we get a different operator. There can be more than one. Relax.
Carolyn, Dementia Helpline?
Well, I think I just got disconnected with you.
All right. Okay. Yeah, so it must have been a bad line, so I couldn't understand what you were saying.
Can you hear me now?
Just, yes. It does sound very strange, though. Are you speaking on a mobile?
Yes, but my voice is very raspy. It's, I smoke a lot of cigarettes. Someone who knows that's why it's hard to understand me. I'll try to.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I apologize. Okay. So, now I have this problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget that I soiled my undergarments, and they're there for days. And my apartment is a complete mess.
Where do you live? What area do you live in?
I'm the New South Wales.
Now, what area of New South Wales do you live in? Because there are lots of services that are available. So, what suburb do you live in?
I just moved to Melbourne.
Sorry, I can't understand.
Melbourne. Sorry. I mean, I think that's where I am.
What's your name?
My name's Cheryl.
Cheryl?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Cheryl?
Yep. Yes, Cheryl.
And where do you live, Cheryl?
I believe in Melbourne.
In Melbourne?
In Victoria.
You live in Melbourne, do you?
Sure. Honey, so I mean, is it normal for me to have? I mean, it smells like dog pee in here. My dog pees all over everything, and I've got these pairs of women's panties filled to the brim with poop. One more, and I was pregnant at one point, and I lost a baby, and it's sitting in my closet. I don't know what, I forgot about it for 3 weeks, and then I'm going to do nothing. And it keeps, I can't remember where I am. My family has abandoned me, and I'm only 25, and I think I'm 25.
Have you got someone with you at the moment?
I've got my younger cousin, Madge. My younger cousin, Madge, she's trying to be quiet because I told her this is a very important phone call that I'm making. And I told her, if you're not quiet, I'll kick you out. So she's trying to be quiet.
Hmm. Okay.
Yes. Now, I'm just not sure, where to, start. I mean, my family is basically, sworn me off because,
Your family has, what did you say?
Basically, they've given up on me.
Have they? Oh, dear.
Yes, and what do you do with a 25-year-old beautiful tan woman who poops herself all the time at family functions? I went to the hospital 3 weeks ago, and they got those signs that say, if you're pregnant, tell somebody. I forgot I was pregnant, and I had 3 x-rays, a CT scan, and an MRI, and it was not pleasant, and I told someone afterwards, and then they made me get a saline abortion. So, I don't know what you would advise for me to do.
Sorry, I can't understand. I didn't understand what you said just then.
Should I kill myself?
I doubt whether that would be a solution, would it?
Well, at least I want it to be, forgetting about all these important things anymore. Do you know what a prolapse is?
I beg your pardon?
Do you know what a prolapse is?
What a prolapse is? Yes, I know what a uterine prolapse is.
Okay. Well, that's what I forgot, and it's very painful, especially around my lips. And I don't forget that pain. That pain is very real.
Do you have a doctor who you go to?
I do, I do. Can I ask you a personal question?
You can ask it.
Sure. What's your BMI?
I beg your pardon?
What's your body mass index?
I don't understand.
Never mind. I just have this habit of asking people, you know what, never mind. So I do go to my family physician. Not really my family anymore, but,
Do you know what number you've rung?
Who?
Do you know who this is?
I'm sure you remember. I don't know if I can remember. I think it was something about, you know, helping me to better remember the groceries. I think it was something about the AIDS dementia. Was that it? Dementia helpline.
Yeah, that's right.
I think you're having a little joke.
Having a little joke. Just got home from school.
A joke? Are you kidding me with this?
I'm fairly busy this afternoon with people, okay?
Okay, well, so am I. Could be my family. Why you gotta, you know what I mean? This is just ludicrous. Who's your supervisor?
She hung up.
Well, I need the supervisor, bitch. Ooh. She's not playing. She's talking about dementia maids. Ooh. She wanna tell me her BMI. She must have been fat.
So what is it that when you told her, she asked you if you know who you called, when you answered that you do, that's when she knew you weren't really demented. You should have said depends.
Chris, you too. Who are falling?
All right.
One more.
No.
Listen.
Just shows you how Americans, stupid Americans are. Have you ever had an American that knew what a prolapse is?
Never.
And she knew exactly what a uterine prolapse is.
And never ever said this. Joke.
I think that was Matt Burgess's mother. No more abortion lines. No. No more. Cheryl, we have to go. My ears hurt. And I have to wake up in the morning.
Justin is a very good number that we should end the program.
What number is that?
Let's just say it rings.
Oh, no. It's not the 7-fucking-100 club again. Is it one we haven't called yet?
No, it's sofa bad, Mary.
Okay. All right. This is the last one, and then you have to go to bed. Oh, my God. This is an addiction. This is sofa bed? Sofa.
Not sure he's just eating.
What?
You heard me.
God, I can't believe she knew what a prolapse was.
Uterine prolapse.
I have to sample that. Uterine prolapse? Uterine prolapse? Prolapse? I can't do it. The sofa isn't answering.
Hi, you have reached Andy Melton.
Oh.
Available to take your call at the moment.
Hilarious. Order a sofa bed.
Listen, my point is just this. When you eat more than your body burns, your body creates fat. Yes, it is, you stupid bitch. Now listen.
It hung up on you.
Listen, sofa. I know you're listening to this.
I'd hung up.
Oh. Sorry. He's very busy. He's cleaning daddy's feet and getting the boo cut. PCC. Hello, the client. Brain Family. No.
May tomorrow.
I mean, these people do have a good point.
Be a perfect day.
There's nowhere to match. When there's nowhere to call in America, we can always call somewhere in Australia.
Yeah, no shit.
But we need to have a few things figured out first, like where does Cheryl live?
Melbourne.
Say New South Wales.
Wait, you have dementia. It doesn't matter. You don't know.
I
if you knew,
yes,
she would have known it was a joke earlier.
Listen.
See, you're supposed to say Victoria, B.C., because that's in Canada. That would have been better. B.C., Blubbercon.
That would have been good.
Cheryl, we're finished. How many pills did you take today?
Listen, I took a pill about an hour and a half ago. It may be working. And I'm calling.
I think you're having a little joke.
Don't touch me.
I saw Strictly Ballroom. Sure. You're having a joke.
What about a pool?
Strictly Ballroom. You're having a joke. You're having a little joke. I'm a prolapse hotline expert.
9018334599.
Are you just not capable of ending this conversation, Cheryl? Normally you're so good I can talk to you. What?
What am I talking to?
This is the abortion hotline. May I help you? Are you from Melbourne? Well, I can't quite understand you. Hello?
Miss Smokey Voice.
She hung up on you after 5 seconds. What?
I just keep going around in circles.
Yes. That means it's time to say goodnight.
Okay. Well, I really enjoyed being on your program.
It's been a blast.
Money.
Yes. Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Please send me off. Bye, honey.
Bye. Oh, thank God.
The bells and the dog go rough, 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 rough. All night long. Ding dong.
Ding dong.
Numbers on the clock.
Numbers on the clock.
6 to 12 in the morning.
6 to 12 in the morning.
See all the
pictures.
name.